Passover Haggadah contains numerous references to the similarity between the redemption from Egypt and the redemption which will soon be, God willing, in the days of Mashiach Tzidkenu in the Messianic Age. Both at the beginning of the Haggadah in Heilach Ma'anya, where we say, this year we are here, but next year we will be in the land of Israel. And to the end of the Haggadah, when we say, Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim, that next year we should be already in the city of Jerusalem. The Haggadah also alludes to the reason why it was that the redemption was delayed for so long in their coming out of Egypt, and why it was finally given. And from this we can apply the same reasoning to today's situation. One section of the Haggadah reads, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, blessed be God, who chisha v'saketz lases, who speedily estimated and calculated the time when the Jews should finally come out of the land of Egypt. What is the actual intention of this praise of God that He speedily made this calculation? Chassidic philosophy and Kabbalah explain the function which was fulfilled by the Jews being in slavery in Egypt. The purpose of the Jewish people in general, and for every single Jew, the descent of his soul down here into the world, is to purify various sparks of holiness which are here in the physical world, and to elevate them to holiness. There were a total of rapach, 288 sparks which descended to the world, and an inordinate amount of them were in the land of Egypt. 202 to be exact, as explained in the verse, where it describes that the Jews came out of Egypt with an Erev Rav, a great multitude, a great mixture, that Rav, spelled in Hebrew, Reish Beis, has a numerical value of 202, indicating they came out with these 202 sparks of holiness, which were all of the sparks of holiness in the land of Egypt, which were there to purify. And although this purification period in the land of Egypt was certainly difficult for the Jewish people, and certainly something that God did not do willingly, so to speak, to his nation, which is compared to Him like an only child, nevertheless, knowing that this function would be fulfilled, He still had a great tainug, a great enjoyment in their service in this purification of sparks. Now this purification and elevation process is really never completed, because there is always an infinite degree in which these sparks could be elevated. Since God Himself is unlimited, there is an unlimited measure in which one can elevate these sparks to their source. And even though all the 202 sparks were already elevated, there is an infinite degree to which they could be elevated. And as they are continually brought to a higher and higher level, this will create additional enjoyment, so to speak, to God Himself, as He sees we continue to elevate the physical world and the sparks of holiness within it. Therefore, God forbid, there could have been no end from God's perspective to our exile in Egypt. We could have continually fulfilled our function, continued to elevate sparks of holiness, and continued to cause Him great enjoyment. And this was the content of Moses' complaint to God. Lama harayisa la'am hazeh? Why have you done bad to this people? If you say you're keeping them in Egypt for their ultimate good, that they're purifying the world, and thereby purifying and elevating their souls, then there will be no end, God forbid, to the exile. They can continue to do the same sort of service. You must determine an end somewhere. True, you have enjoyment from this service of this purification, but there is no end to your enjoyment. There is no end to the degree in which the purification can be completed. And this was Moses' claim. And this was God's answer, Shechishev esaket, that He speedily determined His calculation. That although there could have been an infinite degree of elevation, nevertheless the point was reached when Hashem said, enough is enough. Enough purification has been reached that it's time to enter a new sort of time period, a new era, the era of the giving of the Torah, and a new type of purification to work on the remaining 86 sparks of holiness which still have not yet been purified. And this is our claim now in the final Golus, the final exile in which we are now in. That true, God could have great enjoyment of the service of the Jewish people under all sorts of tribulations and difficult circumstances. But our claim is the same as Moses' claim was. That true, we cause him enjoyment with our service here in exile, but there is no end to such service. There is always an infinite degree to which these sparks could be elevated, and an infinite number of sparks to elevate. And therefore we ask, Ad Masai, when will be the end? When will finally be the actual case, the final? final end to our goal is to our exile. As we see that Moses' request and pressing demand was also answered. And as the Medrash says, referring to the incident in the days of King David, that it's the request itself which can bring the ultimate redemption. As we say in the daily Shemona Esrei, the silent prayer, as Tzemach David Avdocha Meheira Satzmiach, may Mashiach speedily spring forth. Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayayim. And why is it that we merit such a revelation of the Messiah? Ki, because we are always hoping for your deliverance. We are always hoping that you, God, should bring us already the Messianic age. And in the merit of our hope and our request, because we have hoped for you, we have hoped for your deliverance, in the merit of this, you should be chishev es haketz, mechashev haketz, and bring Mashiach tzidkenu b'mheira v'yameinu, amen. Swiftly in our days, amen.